Hello?
Hi, this is Sergeant Casey Ryback from the Police Department. I'm looking for Danielle Pearson.
This is Danielle.
Danielle, how are you? You called 911 last night regarding a man who was graffitiing your fence.
Yes.
You did. Okay. First off, thank you for the tip. Because of your call, we were able to apprehend the suspect.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I also need to warn you.
Okay.
He just posted bail, and he's a very dangerous person.
A dangerous person?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but he's part of the Russian mafia. And these guys don't play around to people who've ratted them out.
And you guys just let him go?
Well, he posted bail. Legally, we can't detain him. He should be arraigned in about 2 weeks. But you know what? My bet, he doesn't even show up.
Okay, so what does that have to do with me? Are you saying you need me to show up in court or something?
No, ma'am. I'm saying that you could be in grave danger. These guys don't play around.
What do you mean?
I mean, they have a bad reputation, especially when it comes to people witnessing their crimes.
Okay, and how does he even know that I'm the one who reported it?
Well, one of our newer detectives, unfortunately, mentioned your name and address while he was being questioned.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was being questioned, and again, it's a guy that's newer on the job, said your name and address when he was reporting the 911 call. I don't know exactly how it all got conveyed to him, but he found out where you live and who you are, and that's why I need to talk to you right now.
You need to talk to me. You guys give out my name and address to someone who you're telling me
Ma'am,
is dangerous?
I don't have a lot of time for these questions. We need to act now because I need to get you out of that house.
You need to act now? Yeah, you need to act now. You call me on the phone? You should be at my door.
Well, that's what I'm calling to tell you. A squad car is on its way. It's going to pick you up, and we're going to put you in witness relocation until this whole thing dies down.
In witness relocation?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take me and my kids? You're going to take them to another school? Everything?
Yes.
You're going to take us?
Yep.
Okay. Because I called about a man spraying graffiti. My whole life gets uprooted because one of your detectives decided to give out my name and address? We have a life.
Well, you're going to have a new life.
We don't want a new life. We like where we live. We have friends. We have family.
I understand that, ma'am, but you did snitch on some pretty dangerous characters.
And I snitched?
Well,
I snitched?
That's what they would call it. And the only way for me to help you is to put you in witness.
I called and did what I should as a citizen. You guys are the ones who messed up.
Either way, ma'am, unfortunately, we have to get you out of town.
This is ridiculous.
We're going to take you and your family. We're going to fly you to Little Rock, Arkansas. We're going to give you an alias.
Arkansas? You're going to take me away from my home, and you're going to send me to Arkansas.
Would you prefer somewhere else?
Yeah, I prefer somewhere else. I prefer to stay in my home.
Well, it's either that or stay here and face the consequences.
The consequences? This whole thing happened because of you idiots giving my name and address to a convicted criminal.
Correction, ma'am. This whole thing happened because you called 911 on somebody doing graffiti. I mean, that's really how it started.
That's what you're supposed to do when you see someone doing that.
I know, ma'am, and thank you for your actions, but unfortunately, because of that, we need to put you in witness relocation now.
My kids are going to be pissed. They sat there last night telling me, don't call, Mom, don't call. Someone else will take care of it. But no, I call, trying to make the world a better place, my neighborhood nice. I am never going to hear the end of this.
No, ma'am, you're never going to hear the end of this because this is a prank phone call.
What are you talking about?
Because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What?
Your son Frank emailed us and said that you ratted out some guy doing graffiti last night and wanted to screw
with you. Oh, my God. I cannot believe he did that.
Are you sure you don't want to go to Little Rock, Arkansas?
Oh, yeah, I'm positive.